Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
But first, this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has refused to be drawn on whether or not we're going to see some relaxation of restrictions on the 5th of April. At last night's NPHET briefing, Deputy CMO Ronan Glynn was also asked about how the next few months might play out.
The plan is to proceed very cautiously on the basis of the data in front of us for as long as it takes. I'm hopeful that as we move into June, as those who've been most vulnerable to the severest effects of this disease are fully vaccinated, as we are rolling out millions of doses of vaccine to adults across the population, that we'll be in a far, far brighter and better position than we are at the moment, or that we've been over the past year. But over the next while, we will need to continue to be cautious. There will be things that we can focus on. Like we've said for the past year, that outdoors is much safer than indoors. And I think over the next couple of months, the focus really will have to be on outdoors. And obviously, you know, we need to continue to look at the data. We need to get to the 5th of April. But between now and then, again, I'd ask people to do as much as they can to ensure that we get to the 5th of April in the best position possible.
I suppose it's possible to say then, should people expect quite tight restrictions then until around the end of June?
So I think we need a cautious approach to the end of June. I'm not going to say that we need tight restrictions, because the headline tomorrow morning is NPHET says no easing in restrictions. And so, you know, we need to be cautious. What we need to do is avoid another wave of this disease between now and June.
The Deputy CMO also had this to say.
The next kind of key date in terms of easing is the 5th of April. And what we're focused on, and I suppose the message this evening has to be to ask everyone to focus on just doing that little bit more than you've been doing over the last week or two. Go back to where you were a fortnight, 3 weeks ago. If we can get back to that, if every individual can just do that little bit more, over the next few weeks, we will stop another wave and we will get to a point where we have a sufficient portion of the population vaccinated that we're beginning to see impacts like we're seeing internationally, where countries are vaccinating more broadly at present.
Well, that last clip in particular, in which Ronan Glynn is urging people to do a little bit more over the next few weeks, has provoked quite a bit of a backlash on social media today. It's been viewed over 500,000 times on Twitter already. So we sent our reporter John Cook onto the streets of Limerick to gauge the public mood.
It could be torture. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I'm a teacher and I kind of miss being with students. So I'm back with fifth years and hopefully be back in April 12th with all the students. I definitely think, yeah, that people are going to become a lot more intolerant of it, and we just miss human contact.
We're in lockdown no longer than anybody. To hold up with the vaccines is ridiculous. Our government should be getting on top of that. Like, it's taking its toll on people's mental health and stuff now, and with the economy as well. The economy is going to be in tatters if we keep drawing it out like for any longer, you know. So I think they should ease the rules, especially the 5K one now with the good weather and stuff coming in, you know. People want to go to the beach and stuff like that, and they should be allowed to do it too, you know.
It's completely and utterly a nightmare, and if it doesn't improve soon, I dread to think what's going to happen to the companies, shops and everything, because in there, it's empty in there.
I myself lost my job. It's very depressing to sit home, not doing anything. So I think they should relax the things. Now, from security perspective, it's fine to put some limitations, but I think at the moment they've put too many limitations. But as a layman, I think they should relax and let people socialise or go out, or maybe some sports at least.
I think there being an allowance for people meeting up outdoors with, like, adhering to social distancing, I think that should be allowed. And I think they'll need to allow for that as the weather gets better. People will be more inclined to, and you need to keep up compliance, public's compliance with the rules as well. That's really important. People buy in.
So unfortunately, I worked in Uber. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, everything was down, so they had to make cuts. I can see there being it getting worse in terms of people are just going to say, you know what, screw lockdown, screw this, screw that. Just open it up. People's mental health is taking a toll. You know, even gyms, you know, getting your hair cut, at least when you're going to the barber, you're booked in at a certain time.
If we have to do it, we have to do it. And if that means that we're saving lives and have to be in lockdown until June, then that's that's what we got
to
do.
And that means you have to stay within your 5K.
Well, I've been lucky. I'm actually a full-time musician, so I've been travelling this whole time. It's been legal. I've had letters. Obviously, I want to play to a full audience, but not until it's safe to do so. I don't want people's lives to be in danger.
June next year, I can see it.
Yeah. You think the lockdown will go on for another year?
The minute you open it up, everyone goes gaga. So stay locked and get rid of it.
Actually, look at Italy. Re-lockdown, France. Once we're vaccinated, we're flying it.
You ever hear that famous song, What's Another Year?
I think the 5K needs to be lifted just to give people a different change of scenery. Would actually cheer people up, I think. What you're looking at the same thing every day, like. I think they need to give something back.
And that would give us some bit of hope for the future. Because at the moment, it's a bit of a pain.
Would you cope if there's no significant lifting of restrictions on April 5th?
I'd be seriously pissed off with it all. You know? And I think people will be inclined to ignore, especially the 5 kilometre rule. You know, you need to be able to travel at least within your county. I'm in here today to get my eyes kind of tested with an operation down the College Street. So that's why this is a treat for me, my first time in Limerick in 12 months, like.
And ice cream in the sun. Things are looking up.
The sun, you know, I mean, that's what we're doing. It's very beautiful. You know? Okay, it's a day out for us.
Okay.
You know,
we need something like that to give us a lift. Is that what you're saying?
We do, yeah, exactly. We do it.
A day out for ice cream in the sun. Well, that was one of the people in Limerick speaking to our reporter John Cook a little earlier on today. We're going to speak now to Molly Byrne, Professor of Health Psychology in NUI Galway, and she's also a member of the Communications and Behaviour Change Advisory Group in the Department of Health. And Molly, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I might ask you first what you make of what we heard from the people who were speaking to John Cook there. You know, obviously very different opinions from different people, but there did seem to be a theme running through it from most people, which is that we need something. We need something to give here. We need something to open. What do you make of that?
Yeah, good afternoon, Sarah, and thank you for having me on. So, I mean, I think the Vox Pop really summarises the public mood very well, doesn't it? I mean, we're hearing lots of people are fed up. You know, it has been really long. We're struggling with boredom, frustration. We're looking at the same walks that we go out around our house. You know, people are frustrated, and I think that clearly came across, you know, in your Vox Pop. Mm. I think the current situation, Sarah, is particularly challenging for people because our progress seems to be slow at the minute. And I think that this makes it particularly hard for people to stay on board with these restrictions, which are so demanding on our lives. And I certainly think what we're seeing now is a certain amount of demotivation and a little bit of pandemic fatigue setting in.
So what do we do with that then? Because as I mentioned a little earlier, Ronan Glynn, the Deputy CMO, was speaking last night at this NPHET briefing. And he did throughout the briefing, I mean, it was a long briefing. It went on for, I think, in around an hour and a half. And over that time, he consistently praised people's efforts and said everyone was doing a great job. But the clip that has caught people's attention and that has been viewed over 500,000 times is that short moment when he says people need to do a little bit more over the next couple of weeks. And the reaction to that really has been quite extraordinary. And social media, at least, were people saying, I have no more to give, you know, short of, you know, digging a bunker under my house. There's nothing more I can do. So I'm just interested in your thoughts on that from a behavioural perspective, trying to keep people on board.
Yeah, Sarah. And, you know, I'd be very sympathetic to Ronan Glynn having to deliver these kinds of messages. And I think none of us would envy his job. You know, I think one of the contributors to your Vox Pop, I think, said something really good, which is around looking for low risk, high gain ways in which we can ease the restrictions. So I think the current situation we're in is very difficult for people to accept longer term. And the World Health Organization have clearly said all along the pandemic that really strict lockdown should only be there for as long as it's absolutely needed. Mm. So what I think we could do at this stage, and it's still very much acknowledging that levels of community transmission of COVID are still high. So I think there is a lot of public awareness of that. I think certainly with the regular surveys that we are conducting, that the Department of Health are conducting, we do see that the majority of the population do think that the government response and the current restrictions are appropriate. And indeed, one third of the population say that the restrictions should be more, they should be stricter, with only one fifth of the population saying that the restrictions are too strict. So we have that. There is people don't like them, but they're willing to accept them and they accept that they are important. But I think maybe as we look towards the next few months that Ronan Glynn was talking about in his briefing yesterday, I think the government does need to look at ways in which we can give a little bit back. Because I think you're absolutely right, Sarah, you know, in terms of the public outcry of being asked to do a little bit more just felt, you know, really hard for us to take. So I think, well, we do know that activities outdoor are relatively low risk and are certainly high gain in terms of people's well-being. So I do think hopefully we will be able to move towards a little bit more of easing of maybe meeting up with small groups of people outside while maintaining physical distancing, maybe looking at small levels of sporting activity outside. And I think these are really small measures in terms of increased risk, but I think people would really, really value them. Your contributors or the contributors to the clip earlier, you know, a few of them were talking about the 5K restriction.
Yes.
And this is a very interesting one because the data would really suggest that there's a lot of regional variation in perceptions about the 5K. So people in Dublin and the Dublin area don't seem so annoyed by the 5K, but people outside of the Dublin area, you know, find this restriction much harder.
Because everything is further away.
Because everything is further away. As somebody said to me, you get a lot less bang for your buck for 5K when you're in rural Limerick than if you're in, you know, Drumcondra or wherever it is. So I do think it is important to look at ways in which we can give a little bit back and support people to get through this really challenging time, but also paying attention, Sarah, to these high-risk situations. So I think in the briefing yesterday, there were some really excellent examples of detailed descriptions of high-risk situations that we all need to be still really aware of. So these would be situations maybe in workplaces, risk situations associated with funerals and mixing in households. So I think there needs to be very clear messaging that these things are still very high risk activities. And, you know, I think, Sarah, the whole public, we all got a really bad scare, I think, after what happened at Christmas. So I think there is widespread acceptance that we cannot move now towards widespread opening up of society, that we're just going to be in that awful situation.
And I don't think anybody's looking for that necessarily, but I do think people are looking for some hope. And
I think that's
When they hear when they hear last night, for example, that they're being asked to do a little bit more when they feel like they're doing as much as they can, I think that's when it gets really difficult. So the question then is, when should we start hearing those messages of hope? Like even as you were saying, meeting small groups outdoors or perhaps resuming sports for children or whatever it might be that would be acceptable, because the 5th of April is still 2 weeks away. Should we start?
I
mean, if that is, and that's a long time in lockdown.
I know.
When you've been in lockdown for 3 months and when you're hearing from some places that, you know, that this may be here till June or suggestions that it may be here till June. So from, again, from a behaviour perspective to keep people on board, how important is it that we start hearing some messages of some kernels of hope soon?
Yeah. Well, what I would say to that, Sarah, is I think we need to be hearing hope at all stages. I think back on the first 2 weeks of January, even though things were awful, we still needed to be hearing about hope. So we all need to have a little glimmer of hope. And I think that that's really important to ensure that that's there in the public health messaging. So I, to be honest, I think the current messaging of looking towards the next few months, keeping people on board with these promises of hopefully we will be able to ease the restrictions, starting with an emphasis on outdoor activities, until a certain proportion of the population is vaccinated and that we can move towards gradual and cautious, more full opening of society.
Okay, I'll just give you two texts before I let you go, Molly. One person says, one last push is a great idea. Come out the other side for once and for all. Imagine, for example, the ICU nurses who said, I have no more to give. That comes from Anna in Leash. Another person, though, says, the Vox Pox says it all. We've been doing all that's been asked of us in lockdown. This government has totally let us down with the disastrous rollout of the vaccine. Government and Department of Health need to get their act together and give the public what we deserve, which is an efficient vaccine rollout. And of course, we all know there there is that frustration there as well, you know, underlying all this in the last couple of months. I tell you what, Molly, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Molly Byrne, Professor of Health Psychology in NUI Galway.